The 39th Kinnat, Sion to Konania Le Besech Hashem Nisraf, really has two parts to it. The overwhelming majority, probably four-fifths or three-quarters, I'm not sure what the major majority of it, and then the conclusion. And they each are introduced with the same phrase, Sion to Konania Le. It starts off, Sion to Konania Le Besech Hashem Nisraf, Sion, lament, cry out, feel bad for the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And we called it Tzion several times. Tzion to Orika Almana Sherei Salamas L'Chol Avrim Merov Avonayich. You don't even realize you're in such a bad situation, a situation of depression. To Ori, wake up, you know, that everyone's passing over you because of your sins. And we mentioned phrases like Ish Shlich to Feris Yisrael V'lo Zachar Shuvu Asher Karas Ala Monayich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rejected us, sent us out, didn't remember of the Shavuas he made earlier on. We say Tzion Shoshanei Chalo Avar Kikotz Alemayim. Sion is like a rose. You know, you've been transformed and v'nefchu merov zinonayich because of tremendous averos. Tzion b'shofar tika al har v'geva re'i. We tell Tzion to blow shofar. We tell Tzion b'mar tibki me'ein menachem. Cry out without any sense of menachem, with no conclusion, with no nechama. And then the second half, which is really the last couple of verses, after crying out to Tzion and mourning Tzion and telling her to mourn out and telling her to cry, and realizing that things are like almost lost, we have the second section, which is Tzion tekonni alei avos v'shalim mechon beisech. And the opening three words are parallel to the first three words, indicating a new section, section two. And we tell her, go be mekonin, go lament, go cry out to the avos. And from here on out, it gets very, very confusing. V'gam ezreich chosin kitzinayich el me'arua, go to Maris Machpelah, and we asked to talk to five women, of which three who are not there. Rachel's not buried in Maris Machpelah, nor is Bilhah and Zilpah. We say, Sarah and to Rachel, Leah and Bilhah and Zilpah, many of them are not even at Maris Machpelah. More than that, it's funny that we have three of the four imahos, Bilhah and Zilpah, but Rivka's missing. What's she doing missing? We even tell Sarah to be mevakeh, the gam mevakeh alei banaim. Which is funny because really Rachel is the one who's mevakal baneha. And there are lechora two conclusions to draw from these odd conclusion, from this odd section, this odd concluding, you know, section two. One is just like a sense of confusion. There's just like lost in confusion. You know, we skip Rachel, we add in Bilhah and Zilpah. The depression has almost like left us so, it's such a deep depression, you can't think clearly, you can't think straight. There's just so much going on. Sarah's mevak el baneha, and we don't know what's going on. But then there's a second sense, which is maybe there is some clarity to it. In other words, all five of these women, i.e. Yaakov's four wives and Sarah, excluding Rivka, all have something in common, which is they all shared a husband. And that's not easy. It's not easy to share a husband. For Sarah, there was strife and struggle. For Rachel and Leah, there was strife and struggle. It was never easy. Presumably Bilhah and Zilpah were one step below. And the point may very well be to these five women. You've all shared something very, very deep you probably didn't want to. But because you thought it was the right thing to do, you remained committed during difficult times. And that's the message we call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael has sinned, has done avodah zarah, and in a certain sense, that's very much like being unfaithful. Kadosh Baruch Hu, these five women come to you saying, we have been faithful to our husband and dealt with a situation where we had to share our husband. We're asking and stuck with it and remained committed. We're asking you to do the same, Rabbona Shalom, and that's how the kina ends. Kelokim halol netzach velo yiznach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with us eternally. Velo yiznach, and he will not turn away. Ki tikvahi. And therefore, for sure, there's tikva and peace for our children. Hashem, you will eternally be with us and not abandon us. You will not leave us alone. And therefore, we have hope for the future. And it's l'chora, these five women who have this common denominator of sharing their husband with other women and staying committed, even though it's much easier to have an exclusive relationship with a husband alone. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're telling you the same thing. Klal Yisrael may have not been faithful to the way they should have. But we're asking you to maintain the relationship. We feel confident that you'll maintain the relationship with us, and therefore there's hope for their future for generations to come, for shalom libanaych.